And a little shout out here. Congratulations, Conroe, Texas. According to new census figures just out a couple days ago, you, Conroe, earned the title of fastest growing large city in the U.S. last year. In fact, four of the five fastest growing cities were in Texas. The outlier was Greenville, South Carolina. But if you look at the whole list, the top 15, Americans are moving south and west. We're joined as we are every Monday by Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, good Memorial Day to you.
Good Memorial Day to you.
Right. And it strikes us, Memorial Day weekend is when a lot of people are moving. Why? Where are they not moving if they're moving to the south and the west?
Two important themes here. First, Americans now are less likely to switch jobs, less likely to move between states, or even create new companies than they were 30 years ago. There's a little bit of stasis in Americans, even during the summertime. So it's important to note, as we're talking about migratory patterns, that Americans just aren't moving the way they were in the 1970s or even at the beginning of the 20th century. But where are they moving? As you said, they're moving away from expensive, dense areas, cities, and they are moving toward the sun. Toward less dense suburbs in the south and in the west. Of the 10 large cities that added the most people in the last year, eight of the 10 were in Texas, Arizona, California. So sun.
Only one city in the Midwest, Ankeny, Iowa, topped the list. No cities in the Northeast were among the country's fastest growing, and people are still moving there. But I'm looking at the other Texas cities. Conroe City was number one, but Frisco City, McKinney City, as you said, Greenville, South Carolina is in there, Georgetown, Texas. Now, we said Conroe, fastest growing, 11 times the growth of the average in the country. But the mayor says it's because of a new ExxonMobil campus that opened there in 2015. Really, is oil still bringing people to Texas?
It's complicated because on the one hand, I think for in Conroe's case, if you're a small city and you have a new campus from Exxon open up, that's going to bring a heck of a lot of jobs. That's wonderful for the local economy. But overall, you would think, wait, why is Texas leading the list considering that oil prices have been low for the last few years? Well, it's not the 1980s anymore. It's not the period where an oil crash could bring down the entire regional economy. You have a much more diversified economy across Texas. You have leisure and hospitality in San Antonio. You have health care across the state. You have a growth in food services and finances, and even local government jobs are growing. So not only do you have a lot of people moving to Texas from within the United States, you also have a lot of immigrants moving to Texas as well. And that influx of population is just creating all of these jobs that have to be more well-rounded than just people digging and drilling for oil.
Well, let's just look at some of the others because it's fun. You know, you got Bend, Oregon at 6, Buckeye, Arizona, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Lehigh, Utah, Cedar Park, Texas again in there, Meridian, Idaho. So, lots of those cities that are, not in the Northeast, not in the Midwest. You say these new numbers tell us how much has and hasn't changed since the recession. What do you mean by that?
There was a sense, I think, after the Great Recession that we were seeing this renaissance of the city, that the city was coming back in New York and D.C. and Portland and Seattle. It was these big cities, especially those in the north, that were coming back. But population growth in big cities has now shrunk for five consecutive years, according to research by Jed Kolko, an economist I follow. So what you have is a situation where a lot of members of the media are concentrating even more in a handful of expensive coastal cities, but the rest of the country is slowly fanning out to the sunny suburbs. So I think sometimes if you just ask a reporter, what's happening to the cities, they'll describe a renaissance, they'll describe a rebirth. But then you open up these census figures that are looking at the entire country, and they're describing a real fanning out toward the sunny suburbs in the west and in the south.
Perhaps something election analysts might want to be taking a look at.
Yes, exactly.
But interesting, among the country's biggest cities, Chicago was the only one to lose population in 2016, in part because there's a long-term trend there of African Americans moving to the suburbs from the big city. What do you read into that? Is it, good news about African Americans moving up and moving out? What's there?
Yeah, this is a complicated one as well. Chicago's population has been shrinking not just last year, but in years before, more than any other major metro area in the country. And as you pointed out, it's not the white population that's falling or even Latino or Asian populations. Chicago has lost more than a quarter of its black population since the 1980s. And on the one hand, it is good for families to move toward opportunity, but this is also a reflection of the violence and the poverty and the lack of stable job opportunities in the south and west side of the city. And that's not a good thing. Mm-hmm. So I think Chicago does have a lot to reckon with, particularly when it comes to the way that black families feel like they've been disenfranchised, particularly in the south and west of that city.
Right. Derek, we only have a minute here, but I want to touch on something else that the Census Bureau report shows. It's a report on young adults, and it's got disturbing information about how much money young men are making.
Yeah, we've definitely seen that young men in particular are having a harder time achieving upward mobility, that you have a lot of young men who are going to college, maybe dropping out of college, staying in their parents' house for a long period of time and not necessarily moving up the income ladder like they were a couple generations ago. And this, I also think is going to be something that might show up in the politics of America in the next few election cycles.
Let's pick up on that another time. Derek Thompson, Senior Editor at The Atlantic. Thank you, as always.
Thank you.